Grand Forks' best source, it's Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway. Oh, man, have we got a studio full today. Not only is the other half of the Bullring Boys, Chad Hoff, here today, after a long ways away. Also have late model legend Mike Balkin along with his crew chief Tom Howards. This is going to be an awesome show, which, by the way, is brought to you by Northwest Tire in Grand Forks. They're looking to hire a tire technician. You guys still looking to hire there, Chad?
Yeah.
Oh, try that.
Let's do that one. Yeah.
Yeah, and you also got that buy three, get one free.
Buy three, get one free. Use your Toyo, or not Toyo, I shouldn't say, but buy three, get one free on all tires. Use our Northwest Tire credit card. You get buy three, given free, plus road hazards. Awesome deal. Can't miss it. Come on and see us.
All right. Now, if you're looking for a tire tech, who do they get a hold of?
They're getting a hold of me.
All right.
You like to talk to me. It'd be okay.
All right.
I'm not a butthead to work for.
Oh, okay. 701-780-8473. Or you can apply online at northwesttire.com. If you got any questions or comments, our phone number here at the studio is 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. Feel free to text or call. And before we get into the show too deep, it is time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Who would win a fight between Celine Dion and Shania Twain? Who would win a fight between Celine Dion and Shania Twain?
You got me.
We all would. I had a butt crack joke earlier, but I thought that one was a little better.
I would have done the other one first.
I know people are okay. You want me to do it?
Yeah, I do. I want you to say that one.
Did you hear about the guy with a map of Canada tattooed on his butt? Every time he sits down, Quebec separates.
I like that one. Okay, Mike likes that one better. Yeah.
We're going to talk with the rest of the crew here in just a minute. Yeah. I got a couple of things to get out of the way. I know we're going to have some phone calls coming in, but Norman County Raceway in Ada, they had the Ada Nationals last night and tonight, along with the Rebel Midwest Mod Tour. The IMCA Sprint cars are there, NLRA late models, the Midwest Mods. Tomorrow night, River City Speedway, Steffa Street Stock Tour, and the Rebel Midwest Mod Tour are back, along with the Lightning Sprints. Saturday, of course, they've got the ATV Big Air Tour and fireworks. Sunday, the NLRA Late Models, Midwest Mods, and Street Stocks are all here. Is that a phone call for us? Okay. Let's see. Saturday, Greenbush Race Park, Rebel Midwest Mod Tour, and the Steffa Street Stock Tour are going to be up there, along with A-Mod Streets, Lightning Sprints, and Four Cylinders.
Goodness sakes. What else
we got here? Yeah, Devil's Lake Saturday, the NLRA Golden Hammer Classic. Late models, non-wing sprint cars, pure stocks, Minn Kota Lightning Sprints, they'll be there. And to wrap up a great weekend of racing, Buffalo River Speedway, the Rebel Midwest Mod Tour, Steffa Street Stock Tour, the Short Trackers, and the Legends. They will all be there.
If you got nothing going on this weekend, you got plenty of options.
Yeah. And
holy cows.
Before I get too much further,
have you sold anything?
I'm not going to say. I spent some money. Got the Forks Karting Association raffle tickets. Yeah. If you're looking to buy one, a chance to win $1,000, a chance to win a bunch of money. And also the Bullring Boys shirts. Don't forget Lori's Pit Stop Shirt Shack at the River City Speedway. You'll see the Bullring Boys t-shirts there. You know what? Buy one. Not just so you can get a caricature of Chad and myself, but the funds go to the racer fund. So,
100%. We don't see nothing of that. Yeah.
You know what? Spend a little more money and go pick those shirts up. All right.
Yeah.
Now we can start. I'm going to start with you, Mike Balkin. How are you?
Amazing.
Amazing. I've got so many things I want to ask you, but I want to introduce you to your crew chief. And your name is Tom Howards. And I know I've seen you before at the racetrack, but I want to know a little bit about you besides the racing thing.
Well, what would you like to know?
Tell us about yourself.
Well, by day, I'm a fleet manager for the Fire Paramedic Service up in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I've been helping Mike for, I would say, now 15 years.
Wow.
Been a lifelong inmate with racing and took the jump up to helping Mike, and it's been good memories ever since.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
We ran into you. You were here when the World of Outlaws were here, Mike. You had been inducted into the River City Hall of Fame, but you guys couldn't get down here to get inducted. Man, that was a cool night.
It was a really cool night.
And it all started so good for me. Just going down to the pits, and you know, you get all these hot shot World of Outlaw guys down there. I didn't even give a rat's butt about that. I wanted to go see you. And we talked for a little bit, but God darn it, it's good to have you guys back.
It was good to be back. That Roll of All night is a great night for the town and for River City Speedway. And, man, they packed the stands. I always say you can't put a pencil in the grandstand that night. And
right.
They're selling beer. Everybody's having a good time. It was great racing. And that's an annual favorite night when the NLRA late models run along with the Roll of All Sprints. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know,
tons of Canadians come down for that.
Oh, right. So many.
Tons.
So many. It was awesome.
Yeah, and that was another real fun part about the night was the Canadian fans. Little Canada is back and rolling again now.
Nice.
And I ended up with a bunch of these, well, two camperfuls ended up parking at my house.
They brought Saturday a minivan out.
I'm just kidding. Saturday, and ended up spending the night at my house. And boy, I tell you what, did we have fun. And it looks like I messed up. No lightning sprints at Greenbush Saturday. We're at Devil's Lake.
That's got to be Amanda Jo.
It was Amanda Jo.
She knows everything. She's on top of it. You saw a Facebook post about her that she kind of got like little chastised or whatever happened in somewhere we don't know where to talk about how women in sports and how they don't know what they're doing. And if you want to talk to somebody that knows stats, knows what's going on, and you know this, Mike, don't ever think that women don't know what the hell's going on.
No.
And, especially in this sport.
Don't you guys know women have way better memory?
100%.
Oh, absolutely.
That's my wife.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, that's just so I feel so bad for Amanda. She is such a she's a staple in our sport. She is very much dirt. I mean, everything bleeds it, right?
Yeah. And
to
you
hear
what?
That just made me pissed off.
Yeah,
there's
mad. Certain sanctioning bodies. They don't give a crap if you're a man or a woman. They're going to tell you like it is, like they think it should be, and that's it. You're going to live with it.
Right.
And we've all gone through it.
Yeah.
And it's too bad because Amanda Jo is she's awesome.
Yeah, she don't deserve that kind
of
treatment.
No, none of us do.
No.
I went through it too this year, and I wasn't going to mention it, but I'll stop at that.
Yeah.
One thing I wanted to mention, we were talking about wives. I know when we sent it down to Chad, when you got inducted into the River City Speedway Hall of Fame, one thing that caught my ear was you talked about the blonde chick besides me.
That's right. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about
it. Wasn't that classy?
I thought it was awesome.
I think that was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much, she's been by my side for, like, we've been married for 33, 4 years. We've been together a long time.
You know,
close to 40 years, and she's been beside me the whole time. And she grew up with racing. She understands it because it takes a special woman to be with a racing guy.
Very much so.
A lot of people, when we first start racing, you know, they'll go with a boyfriend or whatever and see the glamour at the racetrack, but they don't catch the part about where he's in the shop all week long.
Don't see him,
or he's on the phone trying to figure out how to get his stuff faster.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets it. She supported me for since day one, and she's obviously supports Amber. She supported her father when he raced, and the rest of the family. So she's been around it. And I hate to say this, and I don't, in no way am I disrespectful, but she doesn't know any better because she's grew up around it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what she knows, and she's been awesome to me and for me, and we're good friends. We have a lot of fun together.
She gets it.
Yeah.
So she's really understandable if you come home and you're upset one night, or if you're missing a part and you can't get it. I mean, she totally gets it,
and definitely.
And having that support's huge.
It is,
especially when you're traveling miles you travel to race.
And I'm very fortunate. It's been lots of fun.
She's awesome too.
You know, most
way.
People
she's
I know so that are racers, especially now, they end up getting a girlfriend. They get serious. They get married.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will say, "Oh yeah, just wait, wait." They all know. I mean, they all know what they're getting themselves into, at least the families that I do.
Yeah.
And they're all good with it. The good, the bad, the ugly.
Well,
they're all good with
it. She was joking down the whole time with us, too, which is even better. She's totally in the group. Like, she knows what to say, and she knows how to get your ass, too. So it's pretty good to talk to her.
It's a good time.
I already got some texts coming
all
in.
Right.
Brian says Mike has been a favorite driver from day one, way back. Robin Anderson, she's right next door here.
She's awesome.
She says...
she is awesome.
Hi, Mr. Balkan. Nice to see you. You'll be running with us a couple of times this year. We for sure have missed you at the track the past couple of years.
That's no doubt.
But did you hear the crowd? I mean, for one thing, you getting inducted into the Hall of Fame at River City Speedway with a full grandstand, but... did you hear when your name got announced? Maybe you couldn't in the car, but did you hear the fans? They went nuts when we introduced you going out onto the racetrack.
Yeah, I didn't hear it when I was in the car, obviously, but it was cool being on the front straightaway there and going over. You did a great job handling the whole scene, and it was an honor, a truly honor to do it. Guys, you got to understand, I've been coming out here as a kid watching.
Mm-hmm.
I never forget the May Long weekend. We used to come down and camp over at Turtle River
mm-hmm.
and run over in the van with my dad and watch races. I'm a race fan,
right.
first and foremost, and then... you know, we started racing here in the early 80s, you know. I think the only guy's been racing longer than I have is Tom Corcoran. And he's another legend of the sport. I love Tom. Tom's phenomenal. But I've been coming here for a long time. We've had a lot of friends, and we've had a lot of good memories. And, man, there's some times where they like me. There's some times where they didn't really like me at all. And so hopefully we went through the cycle. They like me a little bit again. But
I'm going to say for sure they like you, because when the 10 came on the front stretch, you saw hands up in the air on the front, because I sit down the infield there, and it gives the guy goose pimples. You know what I'm saying?
That's awesome.
I mean, just to see the reaction they get from seeing the drivers come back that they haven't seen. You look back, Sites Memorial, was it last year?
Yeah.
You snuck down?
Yep.
Okay. And you were talking to Steven, and I was driving by, and I stopped, got off, and I ran over and I gave you a hug. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, and I was like, holy crap, man. I'm so happy to see you. Like, it gives me goose pimples right now. I mean,
he's kind of your man crush, isn't he?
Well, he listens.
Older man crush.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. When you have a driver that'll help you out, talk to you, and is not a total complete ass.
Yeah.
That's Mike Balkin.
Yep.
If
right.
you want to go over and say, hey, how's your car doing? He's not going to BS you. He's going to tell you where it's his car doing.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just so nice to have a guy that's down to earth like that to come talk to. It makes my job so much easier. Mm-hmm. So when I had to do the Hall of Fame thing, I was unbelievably excited and couldn't wait.
Yeah.
I mean that's a huge honor for me to induct people.
You know, there's been race car drivers where I have approached the trailer and with a microphone in hand, and they just went,
yeah, they tuck tail and run.
No, I don't have time for you. You're one of the guys that'll drop what you're doing. And even if it's for a 30-second conversation or a 5-minute conversation, guys like me and Chad, we appreciate that.
100% appreciate that.
That you'll just stop.
Well, you got to understand, I've been fortunate. I've had a lot of good sponsors over my years, and it's important for me to make them look the best possible professional. And
right.
And I can't race without them. And I need them, and it's just important to always represent yourself in a professional manner. So if people want to be associated with you, they will.
Absolutely. Yeah.
100%.
Absolutely. It's like any sport. There's more than the sport itself, but what it does and what you do away from the sport. That's one of the things that they remember the most.
Speak volumes.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. I wish I had the stats from when you got inducted into the Hall of Fame here a couple of weeks back. All I could find, because I don't know what I did with them, but 40 years of racing, 55 championships. Wow. I mean, what else could you say? Is wow. I mean, what a heck of a career.
It's been a great time. And, you know, Tommy Howard's been our crew chief for the last 15 years. And prior to him was Steve Belanger for about 15 years. And then prior to him, I had Jim Gourley for about 10. So considering we've had three crew chiefs in almost a 40-year span, I think that being loyal to people and being, you know, yeah, treating absolutely. Them right is important.
Yep.
And we've always been around good people. And that's why what's kept it going. Because, man, as you guys know, this sport is a ton of work. And it's even more so now than ever. And so we've just been fortunate. We've had been associated with a lot of good people, both sponsor-wise and crew-wise, helping out, because this is a big nut to spin. And, you know, so that's why we've kept doing it. And you'll notice, you guys, as well, in racing, there's lifers and guys that come and go.
Yeah.
And the lifers are usually in it till they can't be.
Yep. Well, because they develop that mindset. They develop that tone, just the way they present themselves to people. It's just, it's totally different. You could tell the guy that's just starting, and you could tell the guy that's been doing it for a long time, or even wants to be that lifer, that's going to change his aspect, to change how he talks to people and how he presents himself as a person.
Right.
And that's when you know, okay, you're going to last. Or I can even start telling people now, like, you look at a driver like, okay, you're just in it for a hobby. You're going to find out how expensive this is, and then you're going to shit your pants, you know? And then you won't see him a couple of years, and then he'll be back, and then there'll be a couple of years.
Yep.
But then you see the guys that are perennials. Every time you're going to see, you know who you're going to have when you see NLRA.
It's a gimme.
Yeah. So like this weekend, I know he's going to be down Devil's Lake. You're going to go down to the Golden Hammer.
I won't be at Devil's Lake.
No.
So we're going to be at Ada tonight.
Ada.
And then we're going to go to Fergus Falls on Friday night. And then we're getting up early Saturday morning, unhooking the trailer, leaving the trailer in Ferguson. Amber's racing in Elko.
Oh, there we go.
On Saturday.
That was a question, too, if you get to watch Amber race.
Yeah, so we're going to be going there for that. And then we'll, providing we still got, you know, blood in our veins, we're going to hook onto the trailer on Sunday morning and come back here and run the fair race.
So you got a busy schedule.
Busy schedule. Yeah.
I mean, that's part of it, right?
Yep.
You got to fit kids and racing in the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
And not only just a kid in the sport.
Right.
Doing it, right? We were just talking about
how Amber's getting different sponsors and Busch Light stepping up for that. I mean, it's just, it's so cool when we talk about women in sports, he lives that. Mm-hmm. So it's just neat.
And can I do this? Here's to Busch Light right there. All right.
All right. Perfect.
See that?
Yeah. Yep.
Gets them through the day, people. Gets them through the
day. You mentioned lifers and old timers. Yes. I just got a text from Tommy Corcoran. There aren't many active drivers that have been inducted into the Hall of Fame. Eventually, they figure out some of us are too dumb to quit. LOL. It was my honor to make the call to let my friend Mike know he was now a member of the Hall of Fame. You get a call like that. How cool is that?
It was amazing.
Wow.
And I you got to understand that Tom and I aren't huge difference in age, but right from the time I met him when I just started racing, he helped me. We had a rear end problem like first one or two years in the race, and we went down to his place in Manville. He put one together for me. And even though we're competitors, I still idolize the guy. I think it's awesome. He's still mm-hmm. competitive. He's still putting 100% into his racing, and he's enjoying. He's living the dream. And I'm a big fan of Tom Corcoran. I always will be.
Yeah. So apparently, Heather still has a trophy of yours at Devil's Lake Speedway.
Perfect.
So good.
He'll be there sometime, I promise.
Yeah.
I want to ask Tom, how did you get into the racing deal? Just friends, or you've been around it your whole life, and all of a sudden, you know, you're Mike Balkin's crew chief?
Well, much similar to Mike's story, my father took me to races when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, and loved it ever since I was 5-6 years old. And basically, we traveled around a lot, watching racing, and one thing led to another, and watched Mike, and always liked what he was doing and whatnot else, and we started talking, and I would say 15 years ago, I joined the crew and progressed from there.
Were you friends before?
Not friends. We were acquaintances.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. How did you get your start? I mean, I know it runs in the family, but did you always start in a late model? Did you get your something else?
I've always enjoyed racing. And so I used to go to Winnipeg Speedway. I couldn't wait to run up that hill and see who mm-hmm. was there on opening night. And this is back when I was 9 years old. And then, our family business at the time was plumbing and heating. And so my dad built me a go-kart out of all the racking they used to the plumbing parts in.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
And he built the front. The steering was all off of pipe fittings.
Oh, wow.
So it turned, actually the steering and everything turned on the threads of the pipe.
Oh,
and
boy.
I got a picture of it. I got to send that in one day. He was my dad was a opposite of me. Really mm-hmm. cool guy, but not aggressive, really a thinker, whatever. And so he built me this go-kart, and we heard they were racing out at Gimli. So we went out with this thing, and the first lap I almost tipped it over because the ride height was too high. It wasn't a racing cart. So at that time, I was delivering papers, and I bought my first go-kart when we were 9. I started racing when I was 10, and I raced from 10 to 15. And at that time, I was going to the Speedway at home, helping guys out, pitting for them. Mm-hmm. And I loved it. We used to come down to the races. And I'll never forget, beginning of every year, I used to go down to the pit area at Winnipeg Speedway. And Mike and Rick Schwangler, number 10 and 12,
sure.
were always there.
Yep.
Yeah. And there, of course, there was Jack McDonald and the Simmers, Sagan, all the names. But I always would go talk to the drivers. But Mike Schwangler would always take the extra time to talk to me. How you doing? How's mm-hmm. your go-kart going? And that, I still use that with any kids that come from your go-kart track. They come talk to me. There's a sweet little girl that comes over every week, and I always talk to her about her racing, and I love that. So it was a big thing for me, so I want to make that a big thing for the next racers, right? So Mike Schwangler was, to me, he was God, and that's basically when I started go-karts. I couldn't be number 10. I was something else. And then when I sold our go-kart stuff, I was basically a goaltender. And I had go-kart stuff. My dad said, okay, if you want to keep going with this, I'm done. Yeah. You sell your gold equipment, you sell your go-kart shit, and you're on your own. Yeah. Wow. So we had to figure out ways to get going, to get racing. And at that time, I bought a super stock, but they canceled the class and called them super lates.
Okay. Yep.
So I went right from go-karts to late models, basically, is what happened at that time. And we used to come out here with an old wedge car day back in the early 80s, and Tom Corcoran was kick-ass back in that wild and everything.
Oh, yeah, that was his
car.
He still thinks that was his favorite car to drive. Favorite car.
That was awesome, and I just was in awe of the whole scene. And we started, driving into guys and blowing up motors and wrecking shit, and figuring, well, this is going to take a while to figure out, you know.
Yeah. Well, you have answered one question for me. To try to figure out what makes Mike Balkin tick. All you had to say was I was a goalie. Big hockey guy. I played. My kid played. I love hockey. It's my favorite sport besides dirt track racing. But Why a goalie? What the heck?
You know what? I just I could kind of watch. I was on the ice all the time. I didn't have to sit on the bench with my ADD and wonder when I get to play next. I can be on there on all the time, and I love the challenge of it. I really did. I just love the challenge of it, and I loved it. It was fantastic, and going up through the ranks, and we had a lot of fun playing hockey, and I have got hockey stories for days, but. Oh, yeah. It was good. A lot of life lessons, a lot of good times. Mm-hmm. And then it just came to the point where, like, hockey was expensive to do.
Oh, and the equipment
and everything. And
yeah, let's do something cheap like race.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can see why your dad was like, you got to do something here.
Let's narrow this down a little bit. So, yeah, no, we had a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
You know, I was worried. We had those couple of years where nobody could cross the border. Some guys up north in Canada decided to hang it up because there wasn't really very many places to race. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, a lot of people around here were thinking the same thing about you. Boy, is he going to come back? If this ever gets over with, did you ever think about, you know what, maybe I'll just hang it up, or we're just going to keep going with this thing, and hopefully things will get back to semi-normal soon?
Well, I think next year will be my 40th year, and about 15 years ago, I kind of tried to quit. I was going to be done. We kind of reached what we were going to do, and I thought, no, I just really enjoy it. We came back at it. I'll never say I'm going to retire again. I'll just kind of slide out of it, but for me, as long as I can be competitive and enjoy ourselves, like, we'll never be the 50, 60 night a year guy we used to be. Mm-hmm. We're never going to have the wins we used to. We've got to understand, if you race less and you work less at it, you're going to not get the results you used to have.
Sure.
And the biological tickers, you know, clicking along, and yours are, my eyes aren't as good as they used to be, and my reflexes. So you got to realize that you're not going to be able to do what you used to do, but you still want to go out and have fun. And I felt like our first weekend back, we were competitive, we ran decent, you know, we didn't piss too many people off, and the car was in one piece every night, so it was good. So as long as I can still maintain and be out there, and part of the driving the car I really enjoy, but the technical side of it, the shocks and springs, and I'm a cheap guy, and I always like to do things the most economical way, and people who
Tom's
know me
laughing
know that,
about it right now.
So we're fortunate. We got help from, you know, shock and spring suppliers, where they'll give me stuff to try and play with, and I enjoy that part of it, where I can still try to maybe
a little R&D.
I can gain some speed in my shop without writing the check. Mm-hmm. So that's the part that keeps me going the most right now. But we'll just see what happens. We're in a nice period here, because we're in a transition time from my racing to Amber's deal, which is super exciting for my wife and I. And you know what? For me personally, COVID wasn't that bad of a deal, because it gave my wife and I an option to look out some different windows.
Sure.
Because we've been looking out the same freaking window for 40 years, you know? So we did some different things. And, you know, we just realized racing isn't everything, because it took up a lot of our time.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to remember, I went to a race too, and it was a 12-month-a-year deal, and I'm good to be rolling out of it a little bit. Like, 2 weeks ago, we raced, and we just got everything ready to go, Tom? And we didn't have anything wrong. We just got maintenance stuff and went through everything, and we took a two-week period. So the back-to-back nights is – and, like, even this weekend, we're one night at a time. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're going to have fun tonight, we'll see how tomorrow goes. We're going to go tomorrow and go from there, and we're just here to enjoy it. I enjoy the people. The racing people are one of a kind.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I've been fortunate to travel all across – North America and the great, you know, all these great states in the U.S. and race a lot of places. Met tons of people, have a lot of good friendships, long life lasting friendships. So those things you can't order that on Amazon. That's some good times, you know. And I appreciate that. River City Speedway has got some of the most diehard fans, one of the raciest places. And like, any time I bring somebody here or send somebody here that's never been here, they go, "Holy shit, this is awesome!" You know, I've never heard a derogatory or negative statement. They go, "This is the place to be."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you guys are lucky. You got one of the best places in North America in your backyard. And I think you know that.
Yeah. You know, we've been told this before by numerous local racetrack announcers that you know, they say we got the best job because of the track we're at, and I feel very fortunate that we get to do what we do.
For sure.
I mean, it's a lot of fun.
Everybody, you know, I have a friend of mine, Larry McFall, in Minot. He always is just razzing me because I get one of the best tracks in North Dakota to go to. You know, it's pretty cool to be where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know. I don't take it for granted, because there's a lot of racetracks out there that, you know, you don't have the nostalgia that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have the grandstands are epic.
They are.
They've been inducted by a president. You don't, where other place do you have that?
Yeah.
You don't have that.
Yeah. Right. Christened by a president. Isn't that something?
That's pretty cool.
And another thing good about it is, maybe you didn't know this, but back in the day, I was dabbling in racing cars. I raced snowmobiles and motorcycles and things like that. But I'd purchased a hobby stock back then, and I was in the process of building it when I met my wife, and she decided to go to grad school. Well, that's not going to work. me trying to build a race car with a limited budget, her going to grad school, and we got serious. So next thing you know, I'm doing side jobs and pouring concrete and going to however many jobs I could. And she had told me, you know, when I get my PhD and I graduate, I'll buy another race car. Well, fast forward a couple of years, and I'd already got the gig doing trackside at River City Speedway.
Right.
And she came up to me one day and said, well, okay, it's time. And I go, oh, what'd I do now? She said, no, it's time for you want to get a race car. Let's do it now. And I thought for not very long, and I just went, you know what? I think I'm good. Right. I think I'm okay. Because we got the best of all worlds. I get to meet guys like you. Hang out with guys like you. We get to watch the best racing that you're going to find and be friends with everybody. And actually guaranteed I'm going to get paid a little bit for that night instead of not. But I much rather would be the announcer now.
Racing family is so big for me. I'm from Montana, so I don't have no family here. So that my Friday nights is my family.
Right.
Just to go out and hang out and just BS. Not even about racing sometimes, just to talk about the week. You know, my wife probably gets a little bit bored of me talking to her all the time, but so it's just nice to switch gears and just come see you guys and just BS and just have fun with it. Good during time. During COVID, though, you didn't quit racing. You actually went to Estevan and raced.
Yeah, no, we raced 2 years ago. We raced about 8 nights, and then last year raced 14.
Yeah,
and ran it home there, and when anywhere we could, you know, in Canada, we did. Yeah, we did. And it was crazy because 2 years ago, I'd sold all my cars off and we were building a car, but I couldn't even go down to do that. So it's the first car. One of the biggest things Tom and I enjoy is building a new car.
Mm-hmm, right
from nothing. You know, and so Black Diamond, Ronnie Stuckey, who helps us a ton out with the race cars, they built it, shipped it up. I brokered across the border and it was done. And it was like, wow, like all the fun is somebody else got to have.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, and we did race a little bit and we had some fun, but, you know, it just, that's another piece of it. Like we go down to Louisiana to build these cars. That's a mint vacation in its own.
Sure.
Just hanging out for the dialect, the culture and the things they do and the friendships. We enjoy that. We actually were just talking on the way here. Because I think after in the next week or so, I'm going to put my car I'm running right now for sale.
Okay.
And we're going to follow Amber here the rest of the year, and I'm going to build another car. And that's, what are we going to do? I said, we're going back down to Louisiana, and we're going to spend a week and have some fun. You know?
Great times and great people there.
Yeah, right. For sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, that's so cool.
You see, Wayne Nelson just walked by.
I just saw Wayne walk by.
Graham Forks, Herald sports writer. You usually see him at the racetrack.
Yeah.
Before we take a break, is it a pain in the ass to get across the Canadian border and back now, or not too bad?
We're good. We roll up there, give him our passport, and it's like the good old days.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
And no problems getting back.
And the beer's a third the price here that it is at home, just in case we're keeping score.
Okay.
Because I spent more on beer the last 2 years through COVID than I would have been if I was race full time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hear you.
That's hilarious.
We're going to take a little break here. Dirty Thursday brought to you by River City Speedway. Of course, the other half of the Bullring Boys, Chad Hoff of the studio, along with Tommy Howards, the crew chief for Mike Balkan. And I want to talk about Valvoline Instant Oil Change right now. They got a testimonial letter here not long ago. And here's what the letter said. I work where it is hard to get out of the office. It was so convenient that someone from Valvoline Instant Oil Change picked up my car for an oil change and brought it back. I also didn't know the difference between oils for my car, and they explained it all to me so I could make the best decision for my car. They give them 5 stars all around. I bring my truck to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. If you mention Grand Forks Best Source, they'll give you $10 off your oil change. And they're looking for part and full-time help, including high school boys or girls. Yeah. You know, if you're a high schooler and you want to make some money over the summer, get a hold of Valvoline Instant Oil Change. They're at 3325 South 38th Street, or you can call them at 701-780-8462. Now, when you go in for that oil change, make sure you tell them that Grand Forks Best Source sent you. Schedule the rest of the year. We kind of talked a little bit about it, but still kind of iffy, or do you have things marked down in the calendar?
We're pretty marked down, so we're going to run this weekend as much as we can, and then I probably have maybe one or two races in early July. About mid-July, we're going to Amber runs Pocono, Michigan, Indianapolis, Watkins Glen, so we're going to basically stay out there for a while and hang out and support her. And then we might do one or two in the fall. We'll just see how it kind of goes. But these were the two big weekends kind of that we had planned to come down and do this. And just day by day, we'll see how it goes.
You know, I had a chance to go to the Daytona 500 this past year. And I went down there and we tried to get there in time for the ARCA race, but we couldn't. But I was super stoked to think, wow, she's running Daytona. You know, how cool is that? But I thought that was the cool part. But what I really got, I was thinking about you thinking, gosh, I wonder how proud Mike is right now and what his thoughts are.
It was surreal. It was lots of fun. You know, we've been going to Daytona for decades.
Right.
Every and as friends with friends and hang out and have a beer and watch it. And you know, and Amber always said, I'm gonna race here one day. And you know, you always support your kids' dreams, whatever they want to do. And it was funny, we went to the test in January. And the car owner's talking to me. He goes, well, this is the first test. Have her driving the car to the pits because it's got such a tall gear. He goes, I'm going to see if she stalls it. That's the first test. So she revved it up, blah, blah, and got it out. He goes, well, she passed the first test. So anyways, when they pull them out in the track, they have them start up and go right against the wall and go wide open. That way, if they lose it, they're kissing the wall, not slamming it.
Right.
So she goes down the back straightaway into 3 and 4, comes down the front straightaway wide open. He goes, this is the second test because they got telemetry. Everything's there on their laptop. Yep. They can tell if they lift. He goes, we'll see if she lifts. She didn't lift. He goes, well, she made it past the second one. So we're off to a good start. He said. So, my daughter is another person. She's part me, part my wife. And she frustrates me, but I love her.
Uh-huh.
Because she's like me when she frustrates me.
Yeah.
But I enjoy her as a person when we hang out, but when she puts her helmet on, she's a totally different person.
Yep,
and every time she's on the track, whether it was back in her 410 days running here, her go-kart days when we used to run the little go-kart track, or the stuff she's been doing in the ARCA series this year, I just grin and I enjoy it. I really do.
Yeah.
And it's been fun watching her. This is something that I haven't forced her to do or told her to do or wanted her to do.
That's obvious.
It's 100% her effort, her drive, her determination. She's been living in North Carolina for 6 years.
Yeah.
She was basically eating wieners and beans for a good section. She had sponsorships all happening. The COVID came.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Certain things were done and we were high-fiving and something. And then this deal came 2 years ago and it worked real well out west when she did the West Series. And then this year, the Full Menards the National Series is great. And she's busted her butt. She's went through the trenches. She's done this on her own. And there's two ways you race nowadays. Either have money or you get money.
Right.
There's no in between.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I've been really proud of her on and off the track, and she's done a good job. She just recently got married, and she's right now things are really good for her, but they always haven't been. She's struggled and went through some hard times, but she's a tough little chick, and I tell you, she's going to make it in this world. She's doing a good job.
School of hard knocks, that's for sure. When you go down there and you got to test your time and test what your decisions are.
Yep.
Like, dude, I really want to do this, but then. Right. I follow her on all social media platforms, so she does. She promotes like crazy, so she's really, you know, she's tested herself, and she's known, and so I don't think just the way her grit on what she does and how she works out and her lifestyle is she was not given these chances, just by talking to her and watching.
She found them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Creating opportunities.
100%.
Yeah.
And so she's the staple of what we can be proud of here, especially for being from here. I call her from here. I know she's from Canada, but she's one of us. She's racing family, and it's just cool to see that.
Do you, when you first saw her in the ARCA car, especially when she's out west, they don't run the real big tracks, I don't think, but all of a sudden you're talking Daytona and things like that.
Yeah.
Between you and your wife, you watch them go around Daytona, a few butterflies in the stomach, any worries, or just like, nah, she can handle this?
My wife definitely gets worked up more so than anything because, you got to understand, it was her husband. And she had her dad, but this is her blood kid, my wife definitely gets. I don't get too nervous. I just enjoy it, and I would probably be a mess if I didn't have the headset on because I'm breathing every word she's talking and what they're saying, so I know what's going on. And the one race we did miss, the Charlotte race this year, we're at home watching on TV. The commercials seemed like they were 4 hours long, and I was shitting myself because I didn't know what was going on.
What are you doing?
Exactly. What's going on and anything? So I enjoy having the piece of the radio. We're in the pit area, right? We're engaged with every piece of it. I enjoy it. We always host the sponsors every weekend at our motorhome. We look after them with food and beverages, and I enjoy that part of it a lot. And I just enjoy following her footsteps and watching her journey. It's been amazing. And man, if you look at what we get to do, this is a lifelong dream for almost anybody.
Oh, sure it is.
Like, we're going to go travel the East
Television
Coast, and it's phenomenal. It's really, really cool. So we're in a really cool situation right now. We're very proud to be here, and we're just happy to do it. It's fun.
I got a couple of more texts. One from Laurel, sending big hugs to Mike and Tom and their sweet wives, Kim and Sheila. I'm glad to have the many people in the Balkan Racing family as friends, and I sure miss them. Best to you all. And then Eric says, how's Sill? CYL. You know what that means?
SYL.
Well, first of all, Laurel was a good help. She helped our team out for years and hung out and was a great part of our team. She's a great part of racing. She's one of those smiles, positive people, like another one of those long list of awesome people. She's at the top of it.
Yeah.
Laura Close is amazing, and I miss seeing her too, but she's always sending little notes and different things through via text or Facebook or whatever. She's awesome. Just a sweet, sweet girl. And how's Syl? So Syl is a long time, my competitor, Syl McSimmons. We used to race together.
Oh, okay.
Against each other, sorry. And then when he quit racing, he hired me to drive for him. This is back, when, do you remember when this
98.
Is?
98. Okay.
97, 98, yes.
Was, yeah, he's right. Yeah, yeah. So he
That's
bought
a great new, car chief right there.
Yeah. He bought a new bullet car and a new trailer and a couple of motors, and I drove for him. And I was driving, actually, late model for him, and I was driving a sprint car for John Steingren at the time.
Oh, sure.
And it's one of the few times we didn't have any of our own equipment. My wife and I drove around the motorhome, and we were driving different cars. Yeah. And quick story, we went Motor Magic or Motor Mania in Minot. We rained out the first night. I ran double features in the sprint car and double features in the late model.
Oh, boy.
Laurel Close was there. She took a picture of my eyes because they looked like I was in a sandbox rubbing them a day. But anyway, so I drove for Syl for quite some time, and we won two or three in a row where there's a bonus if we won the final night in Minot. I started on the outside. It was a one-lane rubber up on the inside. I dove it into one, got up sideways, spun out, got hit, and flipped the car over.
Oh.
He fired me that night.
Oh, no.
I was the best driver ever seen, and then he fired me, and our deal was done. So anyways, it was the end, near, closer to the end of the year, and I had no ride. I was out of a ride. So that fall, he called me up. He said, "You want to buy me out?" I said, "Absolutely. What do you want for it all?" And he gave me a very reasonable price on the whole. So I went to my credit line. I hadn't got sponsors put together yet, and gave him the money for the team, and he dropped everything off, and we were good. So that was in the fall. So we went through everything that fall. In the spring, I called him up. I said, "You interested in sponsoring me?" He said, "Sure, I'll help you out."
Yeah.
He sent me a check. Guess what? It was for the amount that I paid for everything.
Oh! Wow.
So ever since then, he's been a sponsor of mine, a friend of mine, and to answer the question for whoever asked it, he's not doing great right now. He's in the hospital.
No.
He's struggling. I talk to him once a week, and he's another guy that we were friends. We were enemies, and we're friends again.
Now you're friends.
And, you know, he's a lifelong friend. He's a great guy. He loves racing. He's a character. If you ever talk to him, he's a character. Like, you can't make up the shit that he says.
You
just can't. And he's just a fun guy. And I hope him the best. I hope he gets out of the hospital. I hope he can get walking again. And like last year when we raced Estevan, he came out there and he's got family out there. He was just grinning ear to ear. He was in his limelight. It's what he loves. So miss him. Hope he gets better. And we could not of race all the years we have without him. He's been helping me for a long, long time.
What an awesome story.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can tell how passionate you are just by looking at you when you talk about things like this. But I wanted to ask you, okay, Mike Balkin, been doing this for a long time, very successful. When it comes to sponsorship, have you had basically the same sponsors for a number of years? Because another thing, let's face it, when you're good and you've been doing it for a while and you're personable like you are, you're marketable, is it easier to get sponsorship?
Well, it's important for to answer your question, yes. So I've had, you guys got to come in my trailer. I got a fridge that I've had forever.
Mm-hmm.
And there's five sponsors' logos on the fridge, and they've personally signed it. And they've all been with me for 25 or more years.
Wow.
So Enns Brothers, which was the John Deere dealership that was on my sprint car in the mid-90s, the North Star Spring, that was part of the Enns Brothers thing. They've been with me for 25 years. Syl has helped me out, which is Silmac Incorporated. Mm-hmm. He had multiple businesses. He sold them all and retired now, but he's helped me for 25 years. I've had Snap-on, which has been on my car. They've helped me for 25 years. Wayne Emery, Emery Demolition, he's been there right from the early stages. And like he said to me, if I had the freaking money I've given you over the years, I could have retired 25 years ago. And he's still working, you know? And so I've had, like I say, five guys that have been on my fridge, and we couldn't have done it without them, but we've been happy. You know, we look after them, make them feel like they're part of your situation, you know, and thank them. And we just, I think we made the right steps to keep them, and we couldn't have done it without them. So to answer your question, it's been 25 years. We've had, you know, like very few crew chief turnover, very few sponsorship turnover. And even with my product people, I have a lot of help from a lot of product.
Sure.
I can build a car for 30, 40 cents on the dollar because of all the product help we get.
Oh, wow.
And I'm not a social media guy like my daughter or whatever. Right. I do it old school. I phone the people or I text them a picture of what happened, things like that. But, you know, when Swift Springs has given us free springs to use all year, and we've got brake brake products and wheel well that they're giving us. Burt Transmission's given us all their bell housings and transmissions.
Everything to test.
Everything to right. do. And we got so that makes it a lot easier to do that. And we've every year we go to PRI and thank all the people that help us out. So they help us out again. FK Rod Ends every year gives us boxes of rod ends to keep our cars fresh mm-hmm. and ball joints and just those wear items that you use up. That's necessary. And yeah. if you don't have the money to keep doing this, you need to have your product right. people behind you.
You know, yeah. you mentioned wow. You're not a social media guy. Well, that's what we do. And you were asking me these questions. We were texting back and forth. I had to ask her. How does he get this again? What do we got to do? Yeah. One of our Canadian buddies just texted in.
Oh, Daryl.
Daryl, good morning, Bullring Boys and guests, Mike and Tom. Great time at John's Outlaw Weekend. Thanks again. Shout out to Tom. I work with Tom at the city. Tom's scared of Ricky.
Morning, Daryl.
Great racing career, Mike. Pulling for the number 10 on the NLRA races. Go Amber. See you guys soon. River City Speedway. You know Daryl?
I do. Yeah, I know him well. Excellent
yeah.
guy.
Yeah, he was great one fan. Of the guys that campered out of my house here a couple of weeks
perfect.
Ago.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, what yeah. a great group of guys. Yeah. I still remember the first time I met him was for the World of Outlaws, and we had gotten a rain out. And so I ended up just befriending these guys, and I said, well, hey, they were talking about Mark Dobmeyer, and he was teamed up with Grindy then. And I said, let me make a call. So we called them up, and they're out at their race shop because we got rained out. And so I went down, and I got a whole box of food from the concession stand because they had all this extra food. And we went out there, and I still remember the owner of the team going, what, you pick these guys up at the mission or what? we had such a good time. I'm going to tell you right now, they were great hosts. They showed us all around the race shop. They explained things to these guys, and we had a blast. We ended up going to the little KC club after that, and then I told them, I said, look, you guys, you're on your own. I got to go. I don't know if they just hitched a ride with some random person going down the street to get back to their campers, but we have been good friends ever since. And again, not only you and you, but just to get to see all the people that we're used to yes. seeing every year, all the Canadian fans, it was an unbelievable weekend when we finally got things going up here just to see these people again.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. That's awesome.
It's always good to have that, and we always talk about it every week, right? It's a race family,
mm-hmm.
and it's like a reunion every time you get like the World of Outlaws. People show up, and mm-hmm. it's good to see those kind of people again. When you walk up, and they're tailgating, and there's fun, Little Canada, they had a football game going on
mm-hmm.
during their little tailgate. Hey, you want a beer? No, I'm good. If I get one, things. Different language comes out of my mouth.
Right. I do have to
That's
add this
That's why I
in.
Have a swear jar.
Yeah. I have to add this in. They have their flag poles, and they fly their flags. They had one. They were asked politely to take it down. It was in the order of F. Trudeau.
Oh.
and I said, Speedway asked you to take it down? He goes, well, they kind of did, but I'm sure it was a Canadian that was pissed about it.
Oh,
right. So yeah, but I thought that was kind of funny. We got a question for Grant. Did Mike start out same time as Mitch Johnson?
No, a little bit later, not much later, but there again, back, we're talking about the old Swangler deals shortly mm-hmm. after that when Rick Auckland and Bobby Sagan and Mitch Johnson just come up to Winnipeg and kick the locals' ass, But Mitch, he's awesome. Him and I had some pretty close racing there back at the Outlaw Weekend, and we talked about it afterwards, and we got into each other a little bit, nothing crazy. And I talked to him again on Sunday, and he's just another really good old guy mm-hmm. from the race. Another guy we're competitors, but I still I admire the guy, and he's a good lifelong friend and a good racer. And he's out there. He's a few years older than me as well, like Tom, but he's out there just having some fun, mm-hmm. some chuckles again. He realizes he might not be as competitive as Mitch Johnson used to be, but he's still out there running pretty damn good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? If you run good and you're up there in the top five every night, you can't complain.
No.
And you guys, a lot like Tom, if it's not going to be your night, mm-hmm. You're not going to go tear up your equipment.
Tom's a lot smarter than me, though.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right. There's many nights he'd be pulled in, and I'll call him in, and my quarter panels be wrapped under the fuel cell, and he'll be dusting his off. And I goes, "Yeah, I pulled in a lap too." I says, "I should have done that, Tom."
Yeah,
and he said, "I've told you that a few times, haven't I?" So, Tom's a lot. I'm a little hard headed. I'll stay out there just to prove a point sometimes. Mm-hmm. I'll make right. many nights. I'll say, "I'm just going to run two laps and pull in." and she'll no, you won't.
Yeah, that's I don't know if you want to call it an ego or what, but there's that part of a man
that's the competitor
that just doesn't want to give up.
Yeah, that's the competitor. Yeah.
No, for sure.
I would say, what's the feeling like for you guys when you guys pull into a racetrack and you see that everybody looking at you? Oh, well, one thing I always ask is, oh no, Mike Balkan's here. Now we got a race. Now we got a race. How cool does that feel for you guys when you guys pull into a race? Like, say you come into River Cities, you know, and you have the NLRA class, which is pretty big anyway. But then all of a sudden, now you see the Corcorans, and all of a sudden Balkan comes behind him. How cool is that? It kind of gives you a little uptick of people really appreciate your race style then, because they know then that's going to be competitive, right?
Yeah, you know, and it just goes back to just working hard all week and being prepared. And you know, you don't know what's going to happen every night. It's a wild card. There's no set. There's nothing's guaranteed.
Everything changes, you know, but every night.
The big thing for us is when we show up, we're 100% prepared. Because if you're prepared mentally when you unload, that starts off your day pretty. If you're scrambling it usually ain't going to end well. So we just really worked hard on that. And man, there's a lot of, like, you had 39 cars there a couple weeks ago.
yeah.
And there weren't too many bad ones.
No, there wasn't.
And it's competitive, and you just don't know. You get a bad draw, and the track's real easy to pass. And you know, if you start 15th and get to 9th, that ain't a bad night. Sometimes
that's a pretty good night.
You know,
got a racing question from Zach.
Oh, here we go.
What's Mike's favorite order from Red Pepper?
Turkey grinder.
Yeah.
Tom was quick.
Are you guys knew it. Fans of the Red Pepper?
We are. Absolutely. Because we don't have it. So certain things that we don't have, like Jimmy John's.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have it. We love Jimmy John's.
Oh, I do too.
And the pepper's great. Like, especially later at night if you've had a few cocktails, or even the next day if you're a little foggy.
Oh, yeah.
That works.
Clears
well.
You right up.
Exactly. Yeah. But no. And the best thing, when we first started going there and to go to the old condemned house at the end, I remember we used to go to sites and sang in them, and we maybe 1-2 in the morning. And watching them kids serve your food and the attitude they gave you, that was part of the show, you know? And we'd giggle when it was like, food could have been terrible, but the abuse we got while ordering and the whole presentation, it was awesome.
Yeah,
you can't find that. You can't find that anywhere. So the pepper is definitely a
I believe you can order grinder kits that they can send to you. We've got another question. Do you think late model class is healthy as far as new talent and fan base?
Definitely as far as new talent. And you know what? You look at, I wouldn't say they're new talent, like the 14 and the 44.
He's doing well.
Yep. You know, those guys have been around a while. They're just new, but they're really shining, you know.
Right.
And like the 44, Shill, God rest his dad. His dad was one of the coolest
guys.
One of my favorite people to talk to every week. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee you, he'd be so proud of Cole right now.
Absolutely.
Cole's, you know, he was really looked after that deal when he lost his dad. Cole hasn't missed a step. And Cole's done a great job. And I sure miss Howie. What a great guy. And what a great family. Juanita, that whole Team 44, we've been friends with them for a long time. And just a good bunch of people.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. You know, when I pull into the pits, you're usually parked in the same spot. I want to ask you some questions now. We ask a lot of the guys on the show, but when you pull in, is there anybody you do not want to park next to?
No, not really. No,
doesn't matter to you.
If you know me, I want to park next to a power pole.
Yeah, right.
I've got a fetish about running my generator.
Yeah.
If I can plug into power, that starts my night off pretty good.
And I'm most glad of my he competitors, said it before I did.
Yeah. Most of my competitors laugh their ass off because I'm usually honeyed up to a power pole somewhere,
where I can
keep the fridge lit and you know, go from there. But yeah, no, I'm not really. I don't have a real issue. Obviously, like for instance, the opening night, the Forks night, I would have loved if a Tom or Mitch would have parked beside me because, you know, I got there a little early because I enjoy those guys a lot. But, you know, I had John Sang park beside me to see that kid just starting out in this deal and how excited he is, and that's our future, right? So it was good to park to him, and
that's
then of course
awesome.
I still got Brad two over, you know, shooting remarks all night long, chiming in on everything.
He's
entertaining as hell, you know. And there's another guy that's done a lot for our sport. Like, he has helped out the Canadians, the racers. He's done a great job, and him and I have been good friends, and he's been very open to me and my family and our race team for decades. And back when Pat was around, he was really good to us. Us, all the SNS gang, and we've been fortunate that the openness and just the love has been fantastic for that whole family.
And again, we it's like beating a dead horse here on a Dirty Thursday, but the racing family not just the Balkan family, not just the Sang family, but the whole family in general. We can talk to Robin Anderson over here. We talk to the Trop Grubins. We talk to everybody.
Yeah.
And they all say the same thing. We're just one big family. Mm-hmm. And like all families do, you're going to have personality conflicts once in a while. You might have a little argument once in a while. Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't get too worse than that.
There's but always a fight at a reunion.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
come on.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. And usually by noon the next day, things are fine. You end up parking right next to the guy the week later, and it's just like kind of all forgotten.
Yeah.
And that's a great thing about this sport. You're going to be at ADA tonight.
Yep.
Then you're heading to
Fergus Friday.
Okay. And then
Saturday, Amber race.
Saturday, we're in Elko.
Elko.
Yeah. And then our plan is to be back here Sunday.
Okay. And I'm not going to be here Sunday. That is a bummer.
Yeah.
Chad's going to be the man. I got a fishing tournament, so I got to do that. Wow. Another thing we do, thank your sponsors. You know, you get the younger late model guys in here, and they have a list. They make sure they write them down. Chad's been through this before. Hey, thank your sponsors. And you got to follow the guy around the car because he's so jacked up. You can't remember them all. Right. So you follow him around the car as he reads them.
Or the dreaded they take the microphone from you.
Oh, like, whoa. Dang it. I'm not going to get that back now.
Exactly.
And Mike Witherell's like, what'd you do that for? I'm like, dude, he just took it, man. I don't know. He just took it.
But thank the sponsors and all the guys that help you.
Well, I mentioned earlier, my fridge says it best. But like, you know, we got the last 3-4 years we've had McNaught, Cadillac, Buick, GMC in Winnipeg. Sponsor us. They've been a great supporter of our team. And then our lifers like the Emery Demolition, the Silmac, Enns Brothers have been a big contributor. Tons of product sponsors. Scott Bailey builds our engines, does a great job. Ronnie Stuckey with Black Diamond Race Cars has helped us out. We've been together with him since 15 and just a ton of product sponsors and just been very fortunate and thankful that I've had such good support and help. And you know, we're fortunate. We're one of the lucky ones, definitely.
That's awesome.
You know, without them.
Yeah, it's true.
Absolutely.
You can't. You know, when you have loyal guys that support that like that, who you know you can count on somebody, right?
Right.
And then they can also count on you to support them and portray them in a place that's respectful.
Correct.
And that's beautiful. That's huge. That's awesome.
It is.
I got another text from Kevin Pappenfuss. Great show. Welcome back, Mike. I'll have to stop by Sunday and get a few beers from you. I think you owe me a few from back in the day.
Oh, definitely. That's another thing. Besides free power or a power pole, if a guy's got a couple extra beers, I might have one.
Yeah.
And they're cheaper down here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Much cheaper.
When you look at your storied career, you know, 55 championships, 40 years of racing, I don't know how many hundreds of races you have won, but is there one that stands out to you, Mike, as being, wow, if I retired right now, this would be it. I'm glad I won it.
You know what? I can't say there's been a lot of cool ones. We, you know, I think the first like fall race you guys had here, we won that one. I think it was the Harvest 100 or whatever before the sites. That was a cool one. You know, we won a tour race here. Oh God, this is in the 80s. Back when I forget the exact tour name of it, but we've won, like we've been fortunate to win in a lot of different places. And obviously, what track you like? I said anyone you win at, but you know we've been fortunate. I probably the opposite of that question is the one that eludes us the most is the sights.
Yeah,
and I haven't even been close.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. We've hit top tens, but we were never a threat to win. And that one, I wish we could turn that around. But you know what? I got no regrets. We've had a lot of good times, a lot of good wins, and a lot of memorable ones as well.
You got a phone call coming.
We got a phone call.
He might have put his earphones on.
Hello. Yeah, put your headphones on there, Mike, and maybe able to answer a question. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Mike Balkan's daughter, Amber.
We got her.
Awesome.
How are you today? You just got done with your workout session?
I'm actually still working out.
Oh, you're still working out.
Yeah.
You should. It would have been nice for you to be up here with your old man. He's knocking it out of the park today, man.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. Luckily, I get to see him in a few days at Elko on Saturday.
Yeah, are you ready to go at Elko?
I sure am.
Yeah. What do you think about your old man getting into the River City Speedway Hall of Fame?
I think it's very well deserved. I've watched him race there my whole life, and he's definitely deserving of it. That's for sure. It sucks that I couldn't be there to watch him get inducted, but he knows I'm there in spirit.
Yeah. Congratulations on the ARCA thing, and congratulations on getting married, too.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to say to your dad? Or Mike, you want to say anything to Amber before we get her off here?
Every time I hear her voice, I get emotional, so I'm done.
Yeah, yeah, you should see him. You should see him. Amber, you're going to have to watch this show when you're done doing your stuff today.
Yeah, I definitely will.
And good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to have my parents there and have a fun weekend. It's pretty cool that my dad gets to race and then the next day come over and watch me race. So obviously racing is a family sport, and it's something that we as a family love doing together.
Wow. Awesome. Oof. Awesome. You got that first W. It's coming up very soon, I can tell.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, good luck, and thank you for calling us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
You thanks, have a, Amber. Have a great day. Looking forward to seeing you soon. Love you, girl.
All right. Love you, Dad. We'll see you soon.
How about that? That's pretty cool, huh?
Very good.
Yeah, yeah.
Got me all my feels, man.
I know.
Got me all my feels.
Yeah. I happen to still have her in my phone, so I just reached out to her and said, hey, you know what? Your dad's going to be on the show today. It'd be really cool if you called in. And
that's awesome. That's
so
cool.
Yeah. And again, I hope she does well this weekend. We talked about biggest win. Just a couple of more questions. I know you guys got to hit the road, but have you ever been in one of those wrecks where you thought, yeah, man, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. That hurts too bad. I wrecked too much stuff. But what's your worst wreck?
We've had some nasty ones, actually. That one not too long ago here at River City Speedway. Yeah. I'm going to take this headset off.
Yeah, you can take it off, though.
River City Speedway, man, we didn't go very far, but right front dug in, and I barreled it and going into one and landed in the middle of one and two. But, man, that's when my helmet flew off. And that was an ugly one. Destroyed the car. Like, yeah, absolutely destroyed the car.
Was that 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. It was 16, I think it was.
16. Yeah. Okay. So that had been the year after I got – no, that's the year I got here.
Yep.
So, okay. Yeah, I remember that. I wasn't down there, but I was here. Yeah.
But, no, that was an nasty. We had a really ugly one at Ada one time. We were in the hospital for a few days. I've had my sprint car days. We had some ugly ones. And, yeah, we've had, you know, but when you look at how many times we raced over the last 40 years,
right.
The average is very low.
Yeah, you know, and the safety devices and the safety of these cars, the technology just gets better all the time.
It does, yeah. And that's what, like one with Amber's car. She's on a full port seat, like full Hans, like just I find her safer in those than she was in a midget car a couple years ago when she wrecked, you know, right. Like I prefer her driving at 200 mile an hour Daytona or Talladega than I do running 80 at some open wheel deal in the Midwest. But yeah, no, I've had some concussions. I've got eyesight problems from it. We definitely, there's some wounds that haven't healed perfectly, but it's part of the sport. It could happen doing anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Two more questions for you. Any idea how long, much longer Mike Balkan's going to keep doing this?
As long as I can.
As long as it's really fun?
As long as it's fun. Like I'm croaching in on 60 and, you know, like I say, it'll just be a little bit here and there. I'll know when. Like, you know, I know that it's sooner than later, but we're just going to see what we can do. Like at Tom Corcoran, man.
Sure. As long as you're having fun. Yeah,
exactly.
And you're still competitive.
You try to
be. I mean, Tommy is competitive as hell every Friday night.
Absolutely.
One more question for you before I let you guys get out of here. How do you want to be remembered as a race car driver or even a human being?
Just that he was a lot of fun. He was fair and a good time. And, you know, just you want to be respected, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I felt that maybe these last 5-10 years, some of the respect is gone. And that's what we need back because you got to respect each other. We're not here to make a living. We're here to have a good time. And there's going to be nights when, you know, it may go my way, it may go your way, or we you know, tend to disagree on something, but there's got to be some respect in this sport. And I think it's lost some of that. I think because of that is because of the cost and the time and the energy it takes. And, sometimes you got some parents that are, you know, sending the wrong messages to kids.
Yes.
And that's one thing that I made very important when Amber raced. There's been times where they've come over and, well, your driver and the driver of this car, which is Amber, will go figure it out. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, it's for them to, these are life lessons they're learning right now. So they need to figure that out. And the hockey mom, hockey dad thing, that needs to quit. And there's got to be a little more respect.
That's why we can't find referees, coaches, anything anymore. I have always said
100% agree.
Yeah. I've always said this. You know, people will say, well, they don't make kids like they used to. My answer has always been, it all starts at home.
Totally.
It all starts at home.
100%.
Remember you as a parent. Now, you've gone through this. You're going through this. I've been through this. I tell people, and I've been telling Chad this, you got to enjoy it while you can.
Yep.
Do as much with them as you can, because before you know it, your child is 35 years old and you got two grandkids, mm-hmm. and I'm gone through it, and you are going to be amazed how fast it goes by, but it really does. In a blink of an eye,
yep.
All of a sudden they're gone.
Yep.
You know, and you're lucky to see them a couple of times a year. I tell you what, Mike and Tom, thank you guys for coming in today.
What a great show.
We were so... All morning I kept waiting. Gosh, he's going to text me saying, I don't think I'm going to make it. And I'm just like, oh, come on, man. And you texted me, said, we're across the border. We'll see you in an hour. I was just like, yeah. I mean, I walked around the mall, did a victory lap. Well, it was a win-win for me.
Thanks for having Tom and I. We enjoy what you guys do for racing. And I always say this to any of the people outside of the car. It takes a lot of people, like social media people, camera people, your guys' voices for the sport that make all this work. And we appreciate what you guys do. I know you have fun what you're doing, but you do a great job at it. It's necessary and it's essential to make the sport grow. And it's people like you that make it as good as it is today. Thank you.
Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again soon.
I hope I see you guys Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sunday,
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
be here.
All
That's right. the plan.
Thank you very much.
It depends how many
thanks,
Bush
Tom.
Light we run into on the way.
Hey, good luck tonight, this weekend, and this weekend, and good luck to Amber.
Tell her, Saturday. River City's pulling for her.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate the support.
Wow, what a great show. Mike Balkin, Tom Howards, crew chief for the Mike Balkin Racing Team on a Dirty Thursday, brought to you by River City Speedway, and brought to you by Rumors Sports Bar and Casino, who, by the way, is looking to hire part-time servers and cooks. Stop in to find out more. What a great place to work, man. We love Rumors. In fact, I went in there for lunch yesterday, their mac and cheese. It's so good, I could hear my arteries hardening as I was eating it. It was incredible. I tell you what, you want to watch the Stanley Cup, you want to watch the Twins, they're playing this afternoon. Wall-to-wall TVs, the Rumors Sports Bar and Casino, and not to mention their food is awesome. Stop in, talk to them, have a beer or five. And eat some food. You're going to love it. Rumor Sports Bar and Casino. But I tell you what, everybody, have a great day. Check out the fair is in town now, the Greater Grand Forks Fair. And make sure to tune in to the best Forking Sports Arena show tonight with Bill and Monty and all the boys at 6:30. And most important, remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. And you know what? If you become a patron on Podbean, you can win all kinds of cool stuff. Maybe get yourself a GFBS hat or something. You know, Grand Forks... Man, it's an awesome place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.